Good morning, Unbreakable Rogues. Good morning. It's midweek. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets, the fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world, baby. Don't forget to share it, Unbreakable Secrets. And today is midweek. It's Wednesday, right? It's April 17th of 2024. And I'm excited because your core wins. By the way, you can email me at roguelaw88. Actually, no, never mind. I apologize. ubrogue@gmail.com. That's my email. And today we're going to talk about your core. What's your core? Your core wins. You know, your core mission, your core development. And you have to be, and I was listening to really, this morning and some quick snapshot on Tom Brady, right? And this is just, you know, the discipline this dude had, and these guys were players. They were playmakers, you know? They were folks that they're looking for the right shot. They're looking for the right opportunity. They're looking for the right something. I don't know. I always was a player, right? You know, I always wanted to experience things and doing different things, and I succeed, I fail, but I have the ability of keep going. So that's your core values. You know, you always talk about, you know, big companies talk about what's the core values and what's my mission. Well, my mission is, you know, serve my clients with respect and integrity and blah blah blah, whatever, you know, but they do actually do those values, right? So this is literally my third day that I've been tracking everything, like my progress, right? I'm tracking my progress. As far as a few years ago when Under Armour, they were start developing the apps. And that was, I'm talking about probably about, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years, or I don't know, remember, probably back then. The apps start coming to perfect, you know, the way they track, you know, when with the Fitbit, and they were using, I remember the Fitbits before the smart watches, you know, they started, you know, the Fitbits where they, you know, you're tracking the miles and your pace and the temperature and whatever the case might be, right? So when I logged into my app, I was so excited because I did it for 85 days in a row. And unfortunately, the bloody app got hacked, so I lost all my data. And it took a while because I was like, and I was pretty good. I was like 85 days in a row, every day, month. I mean, literally every day, Monday to Sunday. There was no day that I didn't track the food. And it was, believe me, it was a pain in the neck to get used to track your macros, your calories and your activities, and I said, but anyway, I'm turning 50 this year, and I'm so excited, right? Because today is my third day actually tracking on paper and on the spreadsheet, so there's no room for error, right? So I'm like, I gotta track my social media activity, how many times I go to the gym, how many miles I run, my pace per mile. So eventually, once, you know, I get at the point that I collect enough data, I can go back and see, oh, you know, this day we're good. And I'm going to add a little side note. I felt good, you know, good progress. I felt good, you know, I felt a little bit, so I can go back in time and someone, you know, maybe one of my grandchildren go by, look, grandpa. I mean, he really was practicing, was his preaching. He was, you know, telling, you know, he was actually doing a good job tracking his progress, right? Even big companies, they want to, that's how they track their, you know, where the money goes, right? You know, hey, are this guy is checking the emails? Are they doing what they're supposed to do? So they use that data to improve metrics, to improve the capacity, whatever the case might be. But our core, it is, you know, you gotta surround yourself with people that, you know, who are, you know, are you just Are you a 5K guy? Are you a 10K guy? And you just got to, early in life, we just got to keep reinventing ourselves. And the core, it is, you know, your strength, you know, your capacity to do things. You know, I got up, literally I've been up since, 3:30 in the morning. I've been doing, you know, for the past 3 days, I got to calibrate the entire, because I'm changing the whole habits. I'm changing the perspective of how I'm viewing things. And it's, you know, how many, at one time I need to get up every morning, and how long I time to do certain activities. So I need to track pretty much almost every move within being too overwhelmed. Right, with them being too oh my God, I gotta, yeah. Like I want to do it in a way that I created this tremendous habit, and little by little, you know, there's some stuff that I'm literally on the deadline for my real estate license, so I'm like literally on the deadline, so I gotta just really be the more effective with my time. When what it does to have those deadlines, if you actually go back in Google deadlines are not good for you. Because if you were having that, and the reason I have this deadline, because I have, you know, I wasted a lot of time in between my prepping and the testing. And so that's why I decided the only way I am going to go to the next level is tracking everything I do, tracking my daily activities. So in the moment that I have that I'm, you know, going to a bigger project, then I have a lot of time to do, okay, now from this time to this time, we're going to focus in the product. We're going to focus in this, because I don't want to be in a position that if I'm going to, you know, maybe get a purchasing bigger things, and I have to, you know, supply some clients or whatever, I'm not running, and, you know, I'm not cutting my leg at early stages, right? That's why, and by the way, this is the day three to prepare myself for the 100 miles that I'm going to do. So I got to train. I got to train on a daily basis, you know, and I got to just gather all the data that I need, and, you know, and gather information, you know, how they do it, and how they execute, how they, you know, how, you know, what they, you know, what they eat, what they don't eat, you know, all the gear that they acquire, and how long they'll take them to really train. And obviously everybody is different. So, but I got to gather all the information. And, but if we don't have this kind of discipline, that kind of consistency, then not only we're not helping ourselves, you know, we're not improving. So tracking is like, man, I feel so, I mean, literally these 3 days, I'm like, man, it's like I'm, you know, for me turning 50 and going to, like, I'm closing, you know, when you close a big book, right? Or you close a big door, or you go into a different stage in your life. So I'm living behind the old me. The old me was after 50 is like, I'm waking up, from a dream, right? From a stage in my life, you know, when you go, you know, maybe you were, I don't play video games, but you know, when you people who play video games and go to one level, and they, okay, I need to go to level 2 and level 3, level 4, level 5. But after they go level 5, you know, you can't go back to level 4 because you already passed that level 4. You don't focus on level 4. You're living 5, you're focused, okay, on level 6, on level 7, on level 8, and you're just constantly like improving yourself. And it can be a little bit overwhelming. I'm telling you, that stuff isn't easy. That stuff is like, oh my God, I gotta put the time. I think I'm more effective with my time at this age that I was, you know, like 30, 20, 15, 20 years ago. Because then you don't have a lot of necessities, a little worry. So you're like, you know, you said, I'm just gonna, you know, I remember, you know, going to the beach and spend the summers at one of the biggest and nicest resorts area in the Caribbean, and just like, you know, my good friend, you know, my buddy has, you know, he was dating this Canadian chick, so we were staying in her apartment, ocean view, and I was like, dude, food in the refrigerator was full, so we're like, dude, that's the life, man. Well, I don't need to work. I don't need to worry about nothing, right? But I didn't accomplish a lot of things in those times of my life. So now I'm like, dude, I want to kind of do the same things that I was, you know, kind of doing, but created some sort of, you know, like monthly and passive income that allows me to do, have that freedom. You know, this is my second week being completely 100% remote. And like, I feel like I'm discovering new things about me. I'm discovering about new things about, you know, I feel excited about my office, but I need to be more, you know, more effective and a little pressure kind of start building in. So I gotta calibrate things. You know, I gotta be in, you know, talking to people between 8 and 6 p.m. every day. So what I'm doing before 9 o'clock, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta be like, do that, you know. I had a lot of time for, you know, for shaving, for having breakfast. You know, I don't have a huge lunch because, you know, I don't waste time, you know, cooking. I'm like, I have a salad, this is what I'm cooking, and 5, 10, 15 minutes I'm eating, and I'm go back to I gotta reduce my time. I got the more effective I'm on my time, I'm like, I'm doing a process of elimination, which means having your core beliefs is I'm the process of elimination. What things are not making me money? What things I need to eliminate that they're not, I'm not going ahead in what I want to do in my life. You know, like folks, you know, during the weekend, you know, they're chill. You know, the fact that I don't have to drive anywhere. I just literally went to put gas on my car. My car has been sitting almost 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So I put some gas. And I said, yeah, you know, your gas has to be full just in case, right? But it's very, very critical to get accustomed to be remote, because now you are in control to a lot of things, and you gotta be more effective. You gotta be like very, very active. Like, I gotta shave, I gotta take a shower, I gotta have some breakfast. So I know I need to know I gotta plan ahead. You know, and most folks, I mean, yeah, I used to plan ahead, but being remotely, now I gotta tweak a lot of things. I'm like, at some point, you know, like Sunday, probably we're gonna start making probably food some, you know, for the week. So I have, so I don't waste time, you know, going to the kitchen and prep my food. I'm like for, and Sunday I make my food for the next 3 to 5 days. Yeah, I'm gonna experience what it works, what it doesn't, right? Because I gotta have time, you know, for my social media to post, but at the same time, I gotta spend time with myself, meditate, praying, exercising, and just pretty much live my life. Because you gotta live your life. It's not work. So you gotta. And the reason I'm doing this is I gotta give myself time that I spend time with myself. You know, we go to the family, and we spend, you know, our times. Focusing in, you know, within the next, you know, within how it's going to look within the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, right? I'm looking the future as well, but I'm in a present moment. Most folks, the core beliefs that we have, we don't spend enough time within the present, right? I don't do this for having more followers on social media. I don't do this for, you know, for a lot of things I'm doing, because I want to, you know, help other people as well. You know, I want to put something in the universe that allows me to, you know, to feel better and say, maybe I'm helping somebody, right? But at the same time, I'm doing this for myself as well. You know, I think this is going to be for me super critical to get that, all that stuff taken care of tracking, man. I feel so excited, man. I'm like, man, I cannot believe that even today, you know, my wife's like, yeah, Mom, you waking up with me this morning? You say, yeah. I'm like, I got stuff to do, honey. I gotta get some stuff done. There's no time to waste. You know, I've been listening to a bunch of my you know, I have folks that I, you know, that I follow on social media, and I, you know, and I study what they do, and I said, now these guys are, dude, these guys completely badasses, you know. like David Goggins. I mean, if you probably know who David Goggins is, so the guy is probably like me. I did run at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, and he just goes to the gym and goes, he needs to, he got a speaking engagement. So he is busy doing his own thing that he's been, that he had the intent to do. He doesn't have time to go into, you know, to the Super Bowl or going to, I don't know, to, you know, a beauty pageant that maybe someone invited him. So he's like, I gotta do my own stuff. He always talks about, I'm going dark, which means I'm going dark. He shut off social media and he focuses on what he needs to do. That's why, and I'm going to do exactly the same thing. My goal is to post in the consistent basis. But at the same time, if I don't feel like posting, I can be, you know, posting lives from maybe a month. And I did it before. I mean, I was out of social media from probably 2 months. I didn't check the news. I didn't check the Facebook. I mean, I checked my email for things that I'm doing. But I don't know. I didn't want to have nothing to distract me within my goals. And that's exactly what I'm doing today. I'm emulating. I'm not copying what other people are doing. I'm reinventing myself. What's working for me that has taken me to the next level? You know, get my real estate license, train for my my marathon, and train for my races. And you know, we're in the process, you know, to get a start getting properties done. And man, we're like, man, we have time, man. We gotta put the work in, man. So we're super excited. We're super excited because the amount of time that humans and individuals waste, it is sickening, ladies and gents. It is sickening. I'll just put my coffee here for a second. I'll just put it later on. It's too loud. We waste a lot of time. We're time wasters. And my mission for the next 50 years, I cannot allow myself to be a time waster. Like, oh, I'm just going to hang out. I'm just going to. It's like I was, as I was running this morning, there was a lot of bunnies, a lot of little rabbits, what they call rabbits or bunnies, whatever you guys want to call it. And I was like, they probably never seen a guy running at that time in the morning. So a bunch of, they were like, you know, scattered. They were running all, there was a lot. They were like running all over the place. And that's exactly what happens if you don't have organization in your life. You're like, and some little rabbit was running and was coming back, and he didn't, the dude would, he didn't know what to do. So it was like, he was like, should I turn left? Okay, and go. So they were like, and that's how humans are. And then we, you know, we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Then we, you know, people get in trouble, and they were like running with the chickens with the head cut off. In this case, you see the rabbits. As I was running, one was running to the left, the other was come back, and they were, you know, humping. They didn't know what to do. Right? And I've been in those situations. That you know, you're just bouncing around and just like, dude, slow down, plan. And just move freaking forward. Move forward. And I'm so committed in what I need to do that it's just like, man, I gotta do this shit. I gotta do it, man. You don't have time. You do not have the time to waste anymore, man. I mean, I'm like, good Lord. Unfortunately, my dad passed away on Father's Day weekend. Last year, and I was like, man. So, you can share the post. I have a bunch of data. I've been doing this for almost 4 years, my podcast. Consistently, on and off, yes and no. Now it's different. I'm going to be more consistent with what I need to put in the universe. Attract wealth, attract abundance. Go help somebody that can never repay you. Go help as many people as possible. Make sure you put some time for yourself. About an hour a day, an hour and a half a day in the weekends. Don't allow yourself to, hey, you know what? I'm going to spend this time, me and the family, me and the wife, the kids, and just relax, enjoy, know yourself. Go read some good books. Go to the library, to the business section. There's tons of books. You know, there's, you know, the Napoleon Hill, you know, Andrew Carnegie, is a lot of information that you can just relax, read a book, get a cup of coffee, And if you want to see a good movie this weekend, go watch Eat, Pray, and Love by Julia Roberts. Eat, Pray, and Love. Cool story, true story, based on this chick goes to Bali. I mean, amazing story. Go see Eat, Pray, and Love. Have a good afternoon. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.